Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We're at Fun Spa in Laconia. Having a great time. I just played pinball and I stunk. But that's okay. Howie said it's a 1970s machine, so they were a little bit tougher back then. Howie is out and about playing the games. I don't think I'm going to get him back here until his show starts at 3, which is okay. I mean, he's enjoying himself. He's like a kid in a candy shop, a kid in an arcade. We have a lot to get to right now, and it is time for our Crazy Karen segment. But, Jared, before we get to it, I want to give people a chance to call in with their Crazy Karen stories, 844-500-4242. So we'll hold off on playing the intro to that while we let people call in. I do have a few emails. In the meantime, I want to play a little bit of Saki just to finish off with this Dr. Fauci stuff. But if you – oh, see, the lines are already filling up. If you do have a Crazy Karen story, if you've had an interaction with a Karen – it doesn't have to be someone named Karen. I know – I don't want the Karens to call up. It's not a dig at you, okay? I know plenty of people named Karen who are lovely people. It's the spirit, okay? It's the spirit of Karen. It's not the actual name. So don't get mad at me. 844-500-4242. Or you can always send in your emails to grace@gracecurlyshow.com. Before we get to that, though, we got to go through some of this Saki sound. She was asked about Dr. Fauci. And I find it kind of interesting because we're going to know how bad this is for Dr. Fauci very soon. Because if the Biden administration says, listen, it's time for you to go, it's over for Dr. Fauci. But right now, they seem to be standing by their man. Let's play cut 19.
No, the president and the administration feel that Dr. Fauci has played an incredible role in getting the pandemic under control, being a voice to the public throughout the course of this pandemic. And again, I would reiterate, a lot of these emails are from 17 months ago or more, certainly predating this administration, but some time ago as we look to history.
That's probably, for me, the most frustrating part of the left right now is that it's one thing for them to ignore a story over and over and over again, but when it finally comes out and it's finally in their face, for them to turn around and say, it's really not that important. It's gaslighting. Like, you're making too big a deal out of it. So what? It's a couple emails from 17 months ago. Why do we? These are the same people, keep in mind, that wanted to get to the bottom of every single thing Donald Trump did. He put steak on his ketchup. He got two scoops of ice cream. He took a ride in the car when he had COVID. They wanted to get, they had blue ribbon commissions every time the guy sneezed. They were obsessed. And now we have a treasure trove of emails from a man who claimed in the beginning that it was outrageous to assume that this thing leaked from a Wuhan lab. Now he's backtracking. The emails really set up an incredible story. And now they're telling us, well, come on. Like, what's, you really think this is a big deal? Really? You're really going to focus on this? It's gaslighting 101, because it is important. We do need to figure out who's responsible for this. And I'm not saying it was on purpose, but when you really set it up and you think about it, what's more likely? You have a lab in Wuhan that is testing viruses, gain-of-function research. And then you have a market down the street. Now, a virus breaks out. If you're just a regular person with common sense, half a brain, don't you go, well, they were testing viruses down the street, so maybe we should look into that. Not these guys. The experts were like, nope, 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 nope. Nothing to do with that. In fact, they painted everyone as completely fringe for even going near it. People got deplatformed. Some media outlets that were running with this, some conservative outlets, were deplatformed for running with it because they're not considered serious people like Jonathan Carl. I repeat, Jonathan Carl is our standard for serious people. It's pretty pathetic. She was asked about it again. I give the press a tiny bit of credit for asking again. Cut 20, please.
Given that there were some things that Fauci said privately that contrasted with what he said publicly, whether it was masks or whether or not someone who had the virus, you know, could had immunity or, other questions as well. I mean, does he still have confidence in his NIH director? Does this change anything at all?
I'm not a reporter. I mean, I write. I more comment on things. I comment on the media. But if Howie Carr was sending me in there to ask these questions, he would be like, you got to clean it up a little bit. You got to get to the point. You get 20 seconds with this woman. Either way, and here's the sad part. Either way, Jen Psaki's not answering your question. You know, short of you asking her what color is the dress you're wearing, she's not going to give you a straight answer. So you might as well go in with something that at least shows people you're asking a good question. Forget the answer. That's a long shot. She's not going to answer anything. But you have to have a good question to get it out to the public because they're not going to talk about it. It's the same reason Trump always said, I shut down flights to China. I did this. I did that. He had to say it all the time because they were never going to say it. So if you get a chance to ask Jen Psaki a question and change the narrative, you got to be better than that. Yikes. All right. Now we have lines for Crazy Karen. Jared, let's play a little bit of the sound to get people into the spirit of Karen.
Her name could be Gina or Beth. She just wants a latte.
I'm putting you on citizen's arrest
right now. Are you serious? For what?
But with a slight inconvenience, she grows angry and outraged.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company.
And a startling metamorphosis occurs.
Hey, I have seen you around this neighborhood too many times. This is ridiculous.
She becomes the Crazy Karen.
You being a is gonna help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
Ma'am, I'm trying to...
Yeah, we've all had a run-in. I see, and I know that. See, I just asked the audience here. We've got a really good amount of people here watching the show right now. I said, does anybody want to come on with the Crazy Karen story? And everyone's kind of like, oh, no. I know you all have at least one. You're lying to me. Because we've all run into a Karen. Speaking of that, Sue, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, Grace. Love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, I was at McDonald's. I have a Trump sticker on my... and I only got a sandwich, so I was only going to be there 2 minutes to eat my sandwich and leave. A guy came over, put his hand on his hip, took a picture of my back window, and then went over and took a picture of the sign that says no idling, and then stared at me with his hand on his hip.
Oh,
now,
my.
I have that allergy that I was sitting under a tree. I had my AC on, and it was staying on.
That's the thing. So you're at a McDonald's parking lot, and this guy probably had to park to go tell you that you're not allowed to be where you are. I said it once. I'll say it a million times. We need hobbies in this country, people. We need hobbies. You need something to fulfill you. And I actually, Sue, I'm glad you brought this up because it's a little off topic, but I keep saying this to people. I'm like, first rule of the Grace Curley Show, mind your business. Mind your business. If it doesn't have to do with you, don't worry about it. Worry about your family, your friends. I'm not saying don't be kind. I'm not saying don't help people out. But don't get involved and engage with people and start trouble if it's none of your business. And this whole COVID, someone wrote yesterday, and I can't give credit because I don't remember who it was. Someone wrote yesterday, the one takeaway or one of many takeaways from this pandemic is I never knew how much people needed to feel a part of something. And watching these Karens cling to their masks and knock on windshields and ask you if you're vaccinated, they feel like they belong to something. They're part of a group. They have a cause. They have a mission. And it's sad when you really think about it. It's truly, truly sad. I actually have an email here, speaking of the vaccine, because that's going to be the next thing. People have asked me it. Like, and no one's asked me it in an aggressive way, so I don't care. But people do say casually, like, oh, are you vaccinated? And I just kind of think to myself, like, is that appropriate? I don't. Would you ask me? I had a caller, not to get gross. I know we're eating pizza here. But I did have a caller who said, it's like asking someone, when was your last colonoscopy? I mean, you don't do that. So now we're all cool with, like, sharing our medical history. But this person types in, Grace, a Karen story for your Friday Karen segment. This occurred in New Hampshire last weekend. We're in Laconia right now. My wife and I visited an open house last weekend at a home in rural New Hampshire. On arrival, we were the only customers there at the open house. The very first word out of the selling agent's mouth on meeting us outside the home is, are we vaccinated? This is this to potential customers of an expensive transaction. I glanced at my wife and we stood in silence. After our silence, he sensed our apprehension. He tried to laugh and mumbled, oh, is that a bad question to ask? I think he knew he was wrong. The nerve of these people, I was not impressed. You know what you should really say if someone says, are you vaccinated? This is a tip. When we were younger, we were at the movie theaters, okay? And it was like one of our birthdays. We took our friends to the movie theater. And there was this kid, I think he was my brother's friend. He was annoying. And he said to my dad, Mr. Curly, does this popcorn have butter on it? And my dad looked at him and said, do you want it to have butter on it? No. Then it doesn't have butter on it. And gave him the bag of popcorn. And I was thinking, that's a good way to handle it. If someone says to you, are you vaccinated? Do you want me to be vaccinated? Yeah, I'm vaccinated, okay? You're all good. Does that help you sleep at night? Move along, moveon.org. Get away from me. All right, let's take one more call before we go to the break. Rich, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, how's it going, Grace?
Good, what's up?
Just going back to the video and pinball discussion.
What's your take on pinball?
I saw the transition when I went to college at Bentley from 1979 to 1982. They had a game room with probably about 20 machines. When I started my freshman year, 90% were pinball. By the time I graduated, it was completely reversed. It was 90% video games and 10% pinball.
Do you like pinball, Rich?
Oh, I love pinball.
I'm going to be honest. I just played this pinball game. It's harder than it looks. I don't know. I think there's a technique. I think what you have to do, and then I'm really going to go here to the break because I'm sure people are like, oh, great, she's giving out pinball advice now. This is just what we need. But I'm sure, I think what you're supposed to do is kind of wait for the ball to roll to the bottom of the pinball thing, and then you just really flick it up again. This is my sign that it's time to go to break. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Jared, I know you're a huge fan of the Eden Pure. Not just because I know you keep comic books downstairs and it can get kind of musty and damp, but also because you have allergies.
Yes, I do. Sue, actually, who called in for the Karen segment, was talking about her allergies and how she couldn't eat outside, so she had to keep her car running because she didn't want her windows down. So she understands, but yes, seasonal allergies are awful. You get the scratchy throat, your ears hurt, runny nose, runny eyes, stuffed up. It's just miserable. But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes care of that because you just plug it in, you turn it to your desired setting, and within minutes, and I mean within minutes, it starts purifying the air around you because it ionizes the air, and that creates a super oxygen, so you are breathing fresh, clean air wherever you are.
I love Jared's explanation of it because he gets into the nitty-gritty, but I just want to add in, if you just cook things in your house or if you have a smelly dog, it gets rid of the smell too, and that's a big win for people. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. When we get back, back, I will be giving you all of my advice on Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. So make sure you stay tuned for that. 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
All right, I am getting advice now. I gave out pinball advice after playing it once, and now I'm getting actual advice from people on Twitter. Perry says, Grace, you have to wait for the pinball to roll down to the paddle's end, then you fling the ball, not hit it. Better control. That's what I was trying to say, but I just didn't know it was called a paddle. But thank you for that. George, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, George.
Went to the store. Said, where's your mask? I just stared at her. I said, be quiet. She says, have you been vaccinated? I said, do you know who your real father is? She yells at me, well, I never. And I go, well, that's half your problem.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was a lot to unpack there in that one interaction. Thanks for the call, George. Margaret, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Grace.
Oh, Margaret, how are you? I didn't know it was that Margaret.
Oh, yeah, it's this Margaret, right.
What's going on?
Oh, my. Listen, my brother had a pinball machine, arcade, right?
Yeah.
Loved it. You remember Centipede?
I don't. I'm sure there's people here
I remember
who do.
Centipede, yes.
Okay, Jared remembers
my
Centipede.
My favorite, and Pac-Man and Donkey Kong. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Margaret, it's one of those things. It's like I never know what's going to hit with the callers. I never know what's going to spark interest. I think it's Dr. Fauci sometimes. It's not. I think it's this. It's that. Turns out it's pinball. You talk about pinball and the calls start rolling in. Who would have thought? Margaret,
yeah,
thanks.
That was a fun. Listen, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
2 days ago, that man. You know, people, after COVID, why the guy calls up and criticizes you. You know, can't you be a little bit nicer, buddy?
Remember oh,
that
yeah.
2 days ago, that jackass. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Bill. So it's really funny because Bill called in and he was mad at me because he thinks I have I think he called me a runt with a big mouth. And fact check, true. But yeah, he called in and I wasn't offended by it because Bill calls in a lot and I think he does have a good heart. He just gets really animated on the air and he doesn't like me. Doesn't mean he's a bad person. A lot of people don't like me. But it was funny because I didn't care, but my callers got so defensive of me and my uncles started calling my dad like, who does this Bill guy think he is? I'm like, don't worry about Bill. He's harmless. Everyone's a little bit frustrated right now with this whole thing. Thank you for the call, Margaret. I really appreciate it. Call in again. I feel so honored. Margaret's usually a Howie caller. She called my show. Guys, we have a lot to get to here. I want to keep playing some of this sound. Jared, could I have, speaking of the jobs numbers, there's a lot of people, they're trying to put a shine on Fauci's email dump, and now they're trying to put a shine on these job numbers. Let's play Catherine Rempel. She's a CNN economics commentator, cut 23.
It is lower than the consensus. The consensus reflected a lot of variation in forecast. So I think nobody really knew what to expect, to be fair. The consensus was something like 670,000. This is, you know, a little over 100,000 less than that.
Oh, nobody knew what to expect. You know what that means? The numbers are unexpected. If no one knew what to expect, they're unexpected. And John Berman was a little bit more honest about it. Cut 22.
This number, it's a big number, historically speaking, but it is a miss. It's lower than what economists had expected.
It's a miss. It's a miss. I don't know what's happening in CNN that they're all telling the truth about this. I think Jen Psaki's going to have a harsh word with them this afternoon. It's really, no matter what it is, though, you can guarantee that Joe Biden's not worried about it. You know, we can all worry about it here at Fun Spot. We can talk about the numbers. He's biking with Jill. It's Jill's 70th birthday. Jilly. So he's already enjoying the weekend. He's already checked out. He's probably had a big scoop of chocolate chip and taken Major and Champ for a walk. This guy's on cloud nine.
Everyone needs to get their shots, though. Now's the time to accelerate the process we've been making.
Accelerate. That's like a mix of accelerate and celebrate. Accelerate good times. Come on. All right, guys, when we get back, we got producer's picks, and my co-host just arrived after playing all these games at Fun Spot. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
All right, so this is some breaking news. Peter Ducey asked Jen Psaki if there was any scenario where she could envision Fauci getting fired. He said, can you imagine any circumstance under which Biden would fire Fauci? Her response, no. We'll see how well that ages. I think that's going to age as well as Jen Rubin's tweets about the Lincoln Project or Andrew Cuomo. I don't see it playing out well for Ms. Psaki.
How about Spiro T. Agnew in 1973? If indicted, I shall not resign. If indicted, I shall not resign. A week later, he was indicted. Guess what he did?
You see, those statements are always tough. You know, you want to leave a little. That's what Fauci was good at. He always left a little bit of wiggle room with things. He would never say definitely. He'd always say conceivably, probably, maybe. But yeah, she just put herself into a little corner there. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here, and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com, put in code word GRACE to save $10 off their lowest price. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE. Howie, I'm glad you're here for this poll question, because I think you're going to have an opinion. Jared, what's the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Which is the best arcade game? Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Mario Kart, Skee-Ball, Pinball, or the Claw Machine?
You know what I'm going for, Grace. I'm old school. Pinball.
He's a pinball wizard that has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a sub-career.
I'm going because I'm... And this is no shade towards you. I'm a little bit younger than you. I'm going to say Donkey Kong because I played that when I was younger. But did anyone here see how he played pinball? Was he good at it? Oh,
I was a little rusty. I got to say I was a little rusty.
That was a weak applause. Okay.
I didn't get much applause when I threw out the first pitch at Hadlock Field in Portland a few years back either, even though I got it across the plate, unlike certain people like Fauci or like Obama.
Yeah, I think Fauci's was even worse than Obama's. His was just wacky. His really was like, it made you think for a sec. Jared, what are the results?
Pinball is in the lead at 39%. Second place goes to Pac-Man at 24%. Skee-Ball is in third place at 23%, and Donkey Kong is at 8% for show.
All righty, now it is time. It's everyone's favorite part of the Grace Curley Show. It is time for Producer's Pick.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
All right, take it away, Jared. What is on your mind today?
All right, well, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to AOC lately.
Not much.
The other day, she posted some photos, and she made a statement that her abuela, which is her grandmother in Puerto Rico, her home there was ravaged by Hurricane Maria, and that she still doesn't really have livable conditions. And basically blame President Trump's response for everything. Well, Matt Walsh, who at Matt Walsh blog is a fantastic follow, he and some people at the Daily Wire actually started a GoFundMe
to save. Wow.
It's an absolute joke. It's just such a good line. But, you know, they started basically a fake GoFundMe for AOC's grandmother's house. And it is just classic.
Well, I just want to give people the heads up on this. So what she did was she tweeted out the photo of her grandmother's living conditions and was, like Jared said, she was trying to blame Trump and the administration's handling of Puerto Rico and all of their problems there, which we really know, Howie. It's more of the local government in Puerto Rico.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember when
the water bottles.
Yeah, they went after Trump, and they said there's no water in Puerto Rico. And there were all these pallets. It looked like there were hundreds of thousands of bottles of water at the airport. on the in the hangars.
Yeah.
And they just had never bothered to distribute them to the people.
Another Trump mistake.
And then they had no paper products either. So Trump went down there and he was throwing paper towels to people. Remember that? Oh, that was rampant colonialism and nativism, right? He was there was racism throwing. You don't have any paper towels. You don't care who's throwing them at you. You just want some, right? It's like a life preserver when the ship goes down.
Well, also, I think that was the same trip where there was a big to-do about the fact that Melania wore heels to a disaster zone, but really she just wore heels on the plane and then she switched them out with boots. Again, fake, very fake news. But I have to tell people this. So AOC tweets this out. She says, just over a week ago, my abuela fell ill. I went to Puerto Rico to see her for the first time in a year because of COVID. This is her home. Hurricane Maria relief hasn't arrived. Trump blocked relief money for her.
She was too busy housebreaking her new French bulldog designer puppy. And buying and pricing Teslas, and then moving into her new posh condo that she was renting at the Navy Yard.
Now she says, "Listen, my grandmother's fine. I'm just talking for the other grandmothers who don't have anyone to speak out for them." But this woman, Laverne Spicer, listen to this tweet. I'm not commenting on it. I'm just reading it. She says, "Honey, you drive a Tesla and have two apartments. If your grandmother is living poor, that's because you don't help her out. I'm surprised that a socialist wouldn't redistribute their wealth to their grandma." Right. Sad.
You know, French bulldogs cost almost as much as Teslas if you've been shopping around for a new dog, I'll tell you.
I haven't been shopping around for a dog or for a Tesla. I'm very happy about that on both fronts. All right, Jer, what's up next?
All right, well, we mentioned this earlier that President Donald Trump is still banned from Facebook, and he is banned for 2 years, this arbitrary number they came up with. But it is retroactive to January of 2021, so he'll be eligible to return to Facebook in January of 2023.
Well, there's a shorter statute of limitations if you rob a liquor store with a gun.
Well, so, it's not as damaging as his mean tweets, Howie. Let's be honest with ourselves.
As you would expect, President Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States of America, has issued a statement. It reads, "Facebook's ruling is an insult to the record-setting 75 million plus many others who voted for us in the 2020 rigged presidential election. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with this censoring and silencing, and ultimately, we will win. Our country can't take this abuse anymore."
You know what this reminds me of? There's an episode of Seinfeld where Elaine tells this woman that George Costanza is a bad boy and that she can't hang out with George. And the woman, who otherwise wouldn't have been a fan of George's, wants to hang out with George because she's like, what is it about this guy? They're so obsessed with deplatforming him and banning him that, if anything, they're creating a martyr. They're creating this larger-than-life character that people are drawn to.
Yeah, I mean, if he ever does come up with some kind of new platform, can you imagine the stampede that there's going to be to it?
I can't wait.
I'll be there. Either.
I'll be there.
He who must not be named.
Exactly. He's like Voldemort. All right, go ahead, Jared.
All right, well, you mentioned earlier that Annie Leibovitz is going to do a pictorial spread on Jen Psaki, the very photogenic Jen Psaki. Well, that's not all that's going on in Jen's celebrity day here. Today, I don't know what time it is because I didn't care to look, but the White House Twitter put out this statement. What happens when Jen Psaki and internet stars get together? We'll find out tomorrow. So today there is going to be the first ever social media briefing, which will feature Jen Psaki and from the picture, a panel of, I assume, YouTubers. The Property Brothers are in there. But apparently this is going to be a social media celebrity press briefing.
Yeah, it's a Democrat slobber fest.
They did this with Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci, I think it was last week, and we did learn a lot. We learned that Joe Biden would bring sunscreen to a desert island. We learned that Joe Biden is a big fan of sharks. He thinks that, which is a popular, you know, a popular stance to take, which is, if you don't bother sharks, they won't bother you. Groundbreaking stuff.
The same could be said of UFOs, apparently, according to this report that's coming out. By the way, Jared, do you have the sound cut of today's really probing questions for Joe Biden?
Yes, give me one second here. Here we go.
This follow-up.
Mr. President, you saw toxic in Dr. Fauci? Yes, I'm quite confident, Dr.
What did he say? That wasn't, we couldn't hear it very well.
He said, yes, I'm quite confident in Dr. Fauci. These were some
I wanted the question about Dr. Jill, not Dr. Fauci.
Oh, because it's her birthday? Was it a birth? Oh, was it? Oh, that. Was it, what did you get Jill for her birthday? Don't. No.
That's,
was that?
Yeah, yes, that was the question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we did not grab that audio.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Yeah, Taylor, we got to have that audio for my show then.
That's bad.
It's been a big week. You know, what kind of ice cream did you have? What's the name of the cat at the White House? And today, on Friday, what did you get Jill for her birthday?
Do you remember when they used to, when Trump would walk away? We need to, you know what we need to do, Howie? We need to do a side-by-side. We need to play that sound of one question, like, do you still have confidence in Dr. Fauci? And then play after that when they would all stand up.
How many people have you killed today?
Yeah.
Are you going to commit suicide out of shame?
How do you live with yourself? How do you sleep at night?
When do you think you're going to be indicted? Will you be pleading guilty at the initial arraignment?
Okay. Now, actually, we did have that sound. That was my bad.
Mr. President, what did you get the First Lady for her birthday?
Oh, God. These people need
Mr.
help.
Mr. President! They even like, they sound like kindergartners when they're asking, Mr. President!
No, you know what they sound like?
Can I go to the bathroom?
They sound like the girls who used to go to the Beatles concerts. And they were like, like they're crying out of pure joy.
Bobby Soxers, teeny boppers.
They're stands. They stand this man, and you wouldn't mind, but it's like he's so lame. He doesn't even give them anything, and they're all like, ugh. That's a really good one, Jerry. We have to clip that out for future use. What did you get Jill for her birthday? Lord help us.
You think he even remembers?
I remember they used to ask Trump that sometimes, and he'd be like, "She picked out." He would be so.
I gave
it
cash. He
would be so honest. He'd be like, "She picked out herself something." Like he never, you know, he would say what a regular guy would say. Like she figured it out herself. I didn't buy her anything. It's like that's a normal answer. Joe's like, "I'm not going to tell you." All right. Anything else, Jared? Before we go.
Well, today is National Donut Day,
it does
bring us to the lifestyle question. Grace and Howie, what is your favorite donut?
I actually had one this morning because I got a free one from Dunk's.
I'll go for an old-fashioned, closely followed by a chocolate.
I go for a glazed. But here's the thing. It's got to be...
fresh.
No, see, I'm kind of different. I like when the glaze is hardened and you bite into it and it cracks like glass. I don't like when it's soggy. So it's got to be a nice, you know, fresh but good glazed.
How about you, Jared?
I am a very simple... raised chocolate frosted is my favorite go-to.
One time they gave me, Howie, I asked for a glazed, and I came into the studio. I was so excited, you know? You know, sometimes I bring you one. It, like, changes your whole day.
Right.
And I was so excited. I had my coffee out. I reached in. It was strawberry frosted. I almost cried. I gave it to Jared, though.
Yeah, I took one for the team.
All right, when we get back, we have Howie Carr for the car crossover and so much more. We're at Fun Spot in New Hampshire, so... come on down or come up, wherever you are. Get yourself to Fun Spot. We have so much fun to be had, Howie.
And we got book giveaways. You can get in on a raffle to win a VIP or some of our other books. You can actually buy the new T-shirt. We have some of the new T-shirts here.
They're fabulous T-shirts. I already saw we have some fans out there who already have their T-shirts. Howie, who designed this? It's fabulous.
Taylor designed it.
It's awesome. I love it. Very cool.
They come from Berg Sportswear in Corinna, Maine.
All right. So when we get back, we'll be talking to Howie about everything, including Dr. Fauci. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show.
Was I wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post-hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Wow, we're having so much fun. It's so great to be with the listeners, and it is so great to be at Fun Spot in Laconia. And I say this all the time. I'm sure people get sick of hearing it, but I'm blown away by the support, and everyone's so kind. And I just want to thank Binny Media especially for believing me from the very start. You know, a lot of stations are coming on now, and I love that. But there was a few stations at the beginning that said, we're going to take a chance on Grace. We're going to see what she can do. And that means so much to me. So to be here in WEMJ country is the best. Thank you all so much for coming out. I'm sure there was a little bit of a draw with the next guy who's on deck. I don't doubt it, but that's okay. And we have so much to do. But right now, it's time for the car crossover. So Howie Carr is with me. He's sporting the new T-shirt, the coolest style around, and he's excited to play some games. Thanks for coming on, Howie.
I am. I'm very happy to be playing the games. And I would have been playing Harlem Globetrotters. It's a pinball wizard light game from the late 70s.
Yes. Yes, you have. And actually, Howie, you have a brand new cut sheet here, so I'm going to give this a little look-see. Oh, now, Howie, here's a question. Why in your show today are you doing Charlie Baker flashbacks? Do tell.
Charlie Parker, in case you didn't know, you know how they do those bobblehead dolls for, folk heroes? I just found this out today. There are three people who have bobblehead dolls from COVID-19. Fauci, Cuomo, would you care to guess who the third one is? Charlie Parker. Birds of a feather flying together. So I just asked Taylor to pull. Look at all those cuts where he's sucking up to China. He never thanked Trump for anything.
No.
But he kept thanking Fauci and he kept thanking China.
I remember that, actually, now that you bring it up. It's really amazing. There was this huge rush to blame Trump for this virus and not even go near China, which when you really think about it, is kind of stunning.
Right. No, there was one press conference he had last April, and Joe Badenfeld wrote about it for the Herald. All he did was thank China and Bob Kraft, because Kraft sent the Patriots plane over to China to pick up all these masks, which we now know from Fauci's emails
didn't work.
Were totally worthless, yeah. Utterly worthless.
Yeah, but we got them.
And thank you, China. I don't care what you do to those Uyghurs. I don't care how much slave labor you use. You gave me some masks to make me look good, unlike Orange Man Bad.
I know. There are some.
We'll have all those cuts today.
Howie, there are some people in our culture right now, in media, in sports, who just bow down to China. I mean, you have LeBron James, you have John Cena, you have Charlie Baker, you have Mark Cuban. These people will talk about every issue known to man, but they won't go near China because China is who pays their bills. Guys, another big shout-out here to Heath and Dirk and John. Thank you all so much for all of your help putting this on. I know that this has been...
From
Binny Media. This has been such a fun event. And Howie, you've got Baker, but you've also got a lot of Joe Biden coming up.
I do. It was another non-compos mentis day for Joe Biden as he was talking about the unemployment. All you needed to know was unemployment numbers. If he is talking about numbers, you're going to have some good sound cuts.
Did he give out a text line today? Please tell me he didn't.
No text lines.
Did he talk about the Galapagos Islands?
The Galapagos Islands?
Yes. Did he mention those?
No.
All right. So we're already at a good start there. Guys, thank you so much for coming out for the show today. I so appreciate it. We'll be here till 6, so get yourself to Fun Spot. I'm going to go play some Donkey Kong. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Till next time, everybody.